Hey, Jeremy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Just curious if you know of any other Boise State running backs about your size from California on the Bucks.
I think Doug.
Exactly.
If I'm a guess.
Do you know Doug at all? I mean, I know he goes back there and works out once in a while.
What's that?
Do you know Doug at all? I know he goes back there and works out once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I do know him. I know him pretty well. We got to meet each other during the spring, so it's just kind of ironic.
Jeremy, have you been compared to Doug Martin by scouts or any other coaches that you played for?
I've heard that just because, like, we're similar sizes. We went to Boise State. We got a similar running style, so just in that aspect, I have heard that.
From what you've heard from the Buccaneers, what do you think your role is going to be as you come in? What are you competing for here, you think? What spot on the depth chart?
We haven't really went into depth on that, but I mean, I'm just going to go in, work as hard as I can, and see where it goes from there.
Jeremy, Coach Harsin, played for Coach Cutter at Boise. Cutter's obviously an Idaho guy. Have you met him before? Have you met him in your time there at Boise?
Coach Cutter?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually got to meet all of the staff and everything at the combine when I had a meeting with them. And, you know, it was just really comforting knowing that he coached at Boise State before, and he has some of our coaches that he coached as players. So it was just really good. I think he's a really good coach, really good guy. And I think the Bucs are heading in the right direction.
Jeremy, how comfortable are you with catching passes out of the backfield? It seems like that's been a big part of your success in addition to running the ball very well.
Yeah, I'm very comfortable. I used to play receiver for 3 years in high school and then played a year at receiver in college. So I'm really comfortable. I feel my hands are really natural.
Jeremy, can you also talk about your ability as a kick returner too? It seems like you did that a fair amount in college.
Yeah, so early on I did a lot of kick return. I was a starter for a while. I feel I got a good feel for it as I got more reps, and I also think I can do it at the next level. And I do want to continue to work on that and get better at that and get a chance to actually do it.
You know, one of the things that when rookies come to the NFL at running back position is they have to learn and perfect is pass protection. But you're actually – that's one of your strengths, isn't it? You take pride in pass pro?
Oh, yeah. I take huge pride in that. I just don't ever want nobody to touch the quarterback, you know. And I just take pride in knowing my assignment when it's blocking, because I want to be a player that knows how to play without the ball.
Jeremy, what are your impressions of the Bucs offense? I don't know how much you've had a chance to watch it and everything, but what are your impressions watching it?
I feel like it's explosive. You know, they got Mike, they got D-Jack there, they got Doug, they got Jameis, got a tight end. So I feel like it's just going to be a really explosive offense.
What went through your mind when you got the phone call that you were going to be coming to Tampa?
Oh, man, it was crazy. It's like the world got off of my shoulders. Honestly, these last four or five months have been really stressful for me. And, you know, just getting that call is like all my hard work and everything went going into this is done now. But it's not finished. It's just a new beginning. So, I mean, I was super excited.